The Prescott National Forest has missed the deadline to protect the Hassayampa River and Lynx Lake from new mining claims, and now there are more than 20 new claims in the area. And the Hassayampa River is home to the federally protected Mexican spotted owl and other sensitive species. Center for Biological Diversity spokesman Joe Trudeau says the Forest Service gave priority to approving mine claims.
I was irate. They spent all of their time and resources approving other mines and missed the deadline on renewing these withdrawals.
On the Coconino National Forest, the supervisor is on track to renew the mining withdrawal that would protect the San Francisco Peaks by its October deadline. Laura Morales, KJZZ News, Flagstaff.
The debate between creating jobs and protecting the environment when it comes to mining in the West continues to this day, as it has for more than a century. And a law from 1872, the mining law, still governs the way minerals are managed on public lands in this area. Now we've reached a period when a number of impactful mining restrictions are on their cusp of expiring, and that could have a significant effect on national forest land. It already has in the Prescott National Forest, which has 20 new mining claims. With me to talk more about this is Joe Trudeau, Southwest Conservation Advocate with the Center for Biological Diversity. Joe, how much variation is there when it comes to so-called mineral withdrawals?
The idea is that mining would be no longer allowed under withdrawn lands that are withdrawn from mineral entry. So that can be done by Congress. It can be done by the president in the case of a national monument, or it could be done administratively through the Secretary of the Interior.
Is there a typical amount of time a ban could last? Is it typically a couple of decades? Does that vary as well? Is there enough, I guess, place to carry from administration to administration? It staggers.
Yeah. So if Congress enacts a withdrawal, say in the instance of designating a wilderness area, that's permanent unless Congress decides to revoke that through additional legislation. If the president establishes a withdrawal in the case of a national monument, that too is permanent. But again, in the case of the Trump administration, we've seen the rolling back of national monuments such as Bears Ears in Utah. But with withdrawals established administratively through the Secretary of Interior, those do generally have a 20-year limit on them. And so it's important that the public and the land management agencies act proactively as that 20-year terminus is approaching so that those lands can be protected for an additional 20 years through the renewal of those withdrawals. But that's a process. And right now, the agencies are very short-staffed, underfunded, have limited resources, and it's proving, I think, to be a daunting process for them to renew these mineral withdrawals in a timely fashion.
Can you give me an idea of what the Center for Biological Diversity, other organizations that are concerned about these issues, do as far as the process goes? Is there a time when an organization like yours has to ramp up even more than usual, or is it just sort of a gradual process that this is always on your radar screen and sometimes much more than just a radar screen?
Yeah, well, there's a bit of both. I'll be honest. This issue of so many withdrawals coming up for renewal right now kind of came as a surprise to us. I realized that this was going on when I discovered that there was a withdrawal up for renewal in the Prescott National Forest that protected the Hassayampa River, which is this river south of Prescott, which is an ecological gem featuring a number of regionally sensitive wildlife species, threatened species like the Mexican spotted owl. And this is a sad story where the Forest Service failed to process their paperwork in a timely fashion. I began meeting with them about 18 months ago to make sure that they were processing the paperwork to extend this 20-year withdrawal for another 20 years. They assured me that they were, and alas, they decided to shelve that project and focus on approving other mines, and the time ran out for them and the withdrawal expired. And so now on the Hassayampa, we've lost the 20 years of protections, and mining interests have jumped on that. And there are now more than 20 new mining claims on the Hassayampa. So there are instances where the agencies are, in the case of the Hassayampa and some others, are missing their own deadlines and losing these protections that have been in place for 20 years.
Has this become even more partisan than ever? Is this something at the, let's say, at the political level, but maybe at the ground level, it is a little bit different? Is there a disconnect there, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Several years ago, there was a mine proposed in the small town of Skull Valley, west of Prescott, the Kirkland Pozzolan mine, that was called. And a broad coalition of locals came out against that mine. And those were people across political stripes. And so when it comes to the quality of the environment, where you live, where the air you breathe, the water you swim in the summer, most people don't want to see mining because it's undoubtedly the most destructive land use out there. It fundamentally just destroys the land. That's the nature of mining. And so when we have these highly valued areas like the Haciampa River, or another mineral withdrawal is currently headed towards lapsing, and that covers the San Francisco Peaks in Flagstaff. When we have these protections, people across political stripes, when it comes down to their concern for their local environment, they want to see those areas protected.
We will hear economy, jobs versus the environment, and some will say, we'll try to make the argument that those cannot intersect, but we are in a position with the pandemic, an overnight recession that has lasted a number of months and it's going to keep going. Maybe people are even thinking more about jobs. Do these things come into play?
They represent a lack of creativity and thinking about what our future looks like. We can't continue to just destroy the environment and as the only way to create jobs. We need to be thinking about an economy that is based off of the restoration of the environment, based off of putting people to work, closing abandoned mine shafts, putting people to work, plugging abandoned oil wells, putting people to work, restoring the legacy of destroyed rivers in the Southwest that have been destroyed by past mining and livestock grazing and other unsustainable uses. We don't have to always equate mineral extraction and resource extraction with jobs. That is essentially an unsustainable future for not only our country, but for the whole world.
Joe Trudeau is Southwest Conservation Advocate at the Center for Biological Diversity. Joe, thanks for the time this morning and stay well.
Thanks, Steve.